David, we've spent the past 2 weeks remembering the glory days of WFIL and where our friends have gone since then, but no retrospective would be complete without this man.
Jim O'Brien, WFIL Music.
Randy, it's done by Looking Glass, and it's been a long time summertime hit on WFIL. 1022 with Jim O'Brien.
Jim, of course, is no longer with us, killed tragically, as you recall, last September when his parachute failed to open on time during a jump. His love for skydiving and motorcycling, I remember well, was topped only by his drive to be the very best at whatever he did, whether it was here on WFIL or on Channel 6, where he really made his mark. In 1978, Jim returned to WFIL to recall his years as midday and morning man. He told us at that time that he thought the remarkable rise of the rock group Three Dog Night was his fondest musical memory.
Remember, there were several weekends and several opportunities on various shows for us to look back and simply take the tremendous number of hits that they had and sort of put them together in a long string, and those were some of the most exciting shows that I ever did. During this particular era, many of us kept thinking that there was going to be some type of great dramatic surge like the Beatles had put on back in the 60s. It never really came.
Later this morning, David will again remember our good friend Jim O'Brien. Certainly, there are very few people in the Delaware Valley, David, who don't remember the late Jim O'Brien. He, of course, started his Philadelphia career with a 6-year stint at WFIL before moving on to Channel 6. His high energy level showed in his air work.
Jim O'Brien!
Weiss Quick tells me we've got a winner. Way to go, partner. Motown Magic, Jackson 5, looking through the windows. Jim O'Brien digs that ditty. It's 1028 on WFIL.
But with all the things he did here, he told us back in 1978 that his fondest personal memory was every year the station held its Helping Hand Marathon.
Very near the top of the list for me has to come the tremendous influence of our radio station in this community for good. Because when I came to town, the word marathon was literally bouncing off the walls. Everybody was talking about how every year, at least once, we put on this tremendous charity marathon for kids, folks less fortunate than us. And it was such a total effort that everybody simply got swept up in it. I experienced several of those during my time at WFIL. And I can only say, as I have said so many times, that the tremendous warmth generated by this radio station to the community and from the community back to this radio station is a phenomenon that is unlike any I've ever seen anywhere, and I've been back and forth across this country several times.
David, probably the best memorial that could be paid to Jim came in this month's Philadelphia Magazine in its best and worst section, the best weatherman, Jim O'Brien, under which it said, "We still miss you, Jimbo."